CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own webpage and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. It's Sunday the 24th of May 2020. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. YOTA online programme launched. SARL celebrate 95 years. Change to exam booking system. As all planned YOTA 2020 events have been cancelled until September, a new programme called YOTA Online has been developed. This will be a monthly live stream gathering, free to all participants and available afterwards as a recorded version. In each meeting, the YOTA team will present different topics and answer questions from the YOTA community. There'll also be opportunities to share stories of recent YOTA events. The first meeting will be on the 28th of May. Details of the live stream link will be publicised on the YOTA website and social media channels the day before. Last Wednesday, the 20th, the South African Radio League celebrated its 95th anniversary. It was formed on Wednesday the 20th of May 1925, just a month after the world's radio amateurs met in Paris to form the world body, the International Amateur Radio Union. In 1947, the word relay was dropped from the name. The message is that amateur radio has withstood the test of time because it's based on three major guiding principles: communication between people, continuous technology development, and self-education and training. In response to the demand for remote invigilation exams, the RSGB is launching a new automated booking system. It'll make each part of the process smoother for applicants and HQ staff. As all 600 exam slots in June have now been filled, the new booking system will go live on the 1st of June in readiness for booking July exam spots. Over the next 10 days, the Society will share more details about the system and how to use it. Meanwhile, please note that the RSGB is not accepting any new bookings via the old application form. The RSGB's national Get On The Air to Care campaign in partnership with the NHS has received more media coverage this week, including BBC radio interview with 11-year-old Anne Marie, who was nominated by her primary school teacher as the local hero of the week, it should be heroine surely, for the 2 weekly nets she has been running during the lockdown. Telford and District Amateur Radio Society were featured in their local paper, and other radio amateurs have been sharing their stories with us. Thank you to everyone who is showing their support by getting on the air, caring for other radio amateurs and trying new aspects of amateur radio. More details about the campaign, media coverage and stories from clubs and radio amateurs can be seen on the RSGB website. Users of the Islands on the Air programme may now obtain contact credits via the ARRL's Logbook of the World. A similar arrangement is already in place with Club Log. To claim a new island group from matched Logbook of the World contacts, users should click on Retrieve QSOs from the LOTW to retrieve matching records. Within 30 minutes, IOTA users will receive an email listing the matches added to a list of pending contacts. Joe Taylor, K1JT, reports that what is possibly the first FT8 contact via Moonbounds that took place on the 21st of May between Paul, W2HRO, and Peter, PA2V. They used WSJTX 2.20 RC1, a beta release candidate for version 2.2 of the programme, WSJTX. Both stations have a moderate for Yagi setups on 432 MHz. Conditions were not particularly good, with degradation around 3 dB and the sun only 20 degrees from the moon. The Royal Air Force cadets are pleased to announce that the next exercise, Blue Ham, will be held on the MOD 5 meg shared band over the weekend of the 6th and 7th of June. There are plenty of call signs available for cadets over the period of the exercise, using both SSB voice and data modes. Details at alphacharlie.org.uk/exercise-blue-ham. Now the special event news. Since the change of regulations applying to special event stations in the UK, many activations are now able to go ahead. UK amateurs would like to thank Ofcom for their help in making this happen. The RAF Amateur Radio Society will be activating the special event GB75 VED until the 28th of May. Operations will be from members' homes. Details at rafars.org and on qrz.com. Dragon Amateur Radio Club and North Wales Radio Society are operating GB0GIG throughout May, named after the National Health Service in the Welsh language. The station will be active on HF, VHF and UHF, using as many modes as possible. An award certificate is available. Full details on qrz.com. Durham and District Amateur Radio Society is participating as one of the bonus stations in the popular 13 Colonies special event. A special call sign GB13COL has been issued for this event and will now run from 1300 UTC on the 1st of July to 0400 UTC on the 8th. The primary focus of the event will be the HF bands, including VHF and UHF for QSOs using SSB, CWFM and various digital modes. Now for contest news, please remember to check with the events for new rules due to lockdown and social distancing, which may differ around the world. QRSGB strongly advises obeying your own government's advice first and foremost. Today the 24th, the third 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs 1800 to 2130 UTC, all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, it's the CW leg of the 80 metre club championships running 1900 to 2030 UTC, the exchange signal report and serial number. Next weekend is the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest. It runs for 48 hours from 0000 UTC on the 30th to 2359 on the 31st. Using 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange signal report and serial number. Next Sunday the 31st, the UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes 5.7 to 10 gigs bands, exchange signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6 metre group's Summer Marathon runs until the 2nd of August using all modes on the 50 megs bands, the exchange is your 4 character locator. And finally, join in the fun of the next round of RSGB Hope QSO Party on weekdays. See rsgbcc.org/HF for more. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO last week was dominated by extensive sporadic E openings that made 10 metres sound like 20 on a good day. The openings were steady and stable, with lots of stations around Europe being very workable. These openings extended to multi-hop as well, with Chris VO1CH being heard on 10 on FT8 at 1240 UTC on Monday the 18th, as an example. Low-power beacons have also been heard. The IW4EIR beacon, running just 1.5 watts, was heard on 28195 MHz at 1600 UTC on Monday also. If you're interested in monitoring 10-metre beacons, Martin G3USF has updated his 10-metre beacon list. It's available on the RSGB website under Propagation section. Hopefully, the sporadic E season will continue to improve over the next few years. Other than sporadic E, HF conditions have been average for this time of year. Late spring and summer are traditionally time when maximum usable frequencies decline during the day due to a change in ionospheric chemistry. However, the good news is that nighttime MUFs are higher, with bands like 20 remaining open long after sunset if there's sufficient ionisation. The sun remains very quiet, two lighter plage areas. Bright regions in the sun's chromosphere have moved into view but are unlikely to turn into sunspots. As a result, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain around 70. It also predicts that the sun will remain stable geomagnetically, bringing a maximum KP index of 2. So it looks as though sporadic E will continue to provide HF fun on the higher HF bands. Now for VHF and up, like most of the week, will be dominated by high pressure just south of the UK, hence Tropo will be a good mode to try. At this time of the year, the strong sunshine makes any nocturnal enhancement of conditions temporary and soon disappears after sunrise, and new thermals destroy the nighttime cooling inversion. However, the main high pressure subsidence inversion is a different case and extends across the same region as the area of high pressure and will be present throughout. So this means that paths across the North Sea, English Channel or Bay of Biscay should do well, and like Spreadiki, Tropo contacts need not be rushed. A fairly strong Atlantic jet stream will push across the UK this weekend. When it reaches the near continent, it will be in a good place for Spreadiki. In a broad direction from Scandinavia round through the Balkans to Italy and Spain. Meanwhile, the Atlantic will continue to provide jet stream segments for openings across the pond. The association of Spreadiki with jet stream is useful since the charts show the meandering jet stream extending well east over Russia and could be used for paths to the Far East. There is a hint that a region of showers may develop around the middle of next week to give an opportunity for some gigahertz rain scatter propagation. The moon reaches peak declination on Tuesday and path losses are falling all week. 144 meg sky noise is low. A number of small showers may keep May and June an active time for meteor scatter operations, so keep looking for early morning opportunities before the Spreadiki. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.